Thousands of veterans and service members preparing to leave the military are expected at Joint Base Lewis-McChord this week. Organizers of the three-day summit say it is the largest of its kind ever held. More than 300 employers with job openings are expected on Thursday. Corporate partners will hold sessions today to discuss employment opportunities in aerospace, agriculture, healthcare, and life sciences. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Tuesday's event was part education session and part pep rally. More than 1,000 senior military leaders and commanders, civic and business partners gathered on base. Corporate partners announced new job training initiatives. Soon, JBLM will pilot a solar academy, hotel management classes, and a so-called corporate training academy for officers. Many veterans are unemployed when they leave the military. Some wait too long before their discharge to start searching for jobs.
They have to prepare their resume now. We're not good at writing resumes. For the duration of our military service, we've always subordinated ourselves to the mission and the organization. And now it's time you start to champion yourself, and that's a tough thing to do for anybody in uniform.
That's Colonel James Eisenhower, part of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Office of Reintegration. Eisenhower called on commanders and leadership to make it a priority to help their soldiers in transition. That means giving them the time to take part in transition services programs long before they leave. About 8,000 soldiers are expected to transition out of military service from Joint Base Lewis-McChord this year as part of a planned force reduction. Congressman Denny Heck, whose district includes JBLM, told the crowd about 40% of those service members will stay here in Washington, drawn to the state's high quality of life.
The questions are what will happen to them? How will we be able to provide them with health care? How will we be able to provide them with educational opportunities? And most importantly, how are we going to be able to provide them with a job so that they can provide for themselves and their families? And that is the challenge.
Heck says encouraging them to plan early for their life as a civilian can make a big difference. Wounded, ill, and injured veterans are especially challenged. They're dealing with a shift in what they thought they were going to be doing after the service. U.S. Senator Patty Murray, who sits on the Veterans Affairs Committee, praised JBLM for its work on transitional services. Murray says JBLM sets the standard for the rest of the country. But she cautioned, the focus can't just be on employment. It has to be the right job for each veteran. Murray says military leaders need to give service members the flexibility to take advantage of job training and job counseling to help them make the right choices. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.